I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. You know, thinking about words, some words in and of themselves are not significant. For example, if I were to talk about a door, that in and of itself is not significant. But when applied a certain way, it is significant. When I can read in the Bible that Jesus calls Himself the door. Or I could talk about a sheep, and in and of itself, that may not be significant. We could see sheep perhaps in a field somewhere grazing, or we could talk about sheep perhaps involved in some activity, and in and of itself, it may not be significant. But when I know that Jesus is the shepherd of the sheep, then I realize that word has great significance. I could even talk about a vine, and maybe from an agricultural perspective, if you're going out and planting something in your garden, you say, those vines are a real trouble to me, and they really overtake my garden. And so from that perspective, used in that sense, it may not be significant. But when I say it of Jesus, that He is the vine and we are the branches, it becomes significant in the way that it is used. And today I want us to consider a word, really it's two words, that in and of themselves aren't necessarily significant, except that when they're used this way. If I were to say, I am hungry, or I am David. I am really doesn't mean a whole lot, but when they're used in the Bible of Jesus, I am becomes incredibly significant. In John chapter 8, especially verse 58, Jesus says, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. I'll read another verse in John 8 in just a moment, but I want you to consider the two words, I am. Again, by themselves, used perhaps in a different sense, I am. Ego, eimi, it doesn't really mean anything in the Greek language except that I am, but when applied to Jesus, it is significant. Notice, again, the word here is used to emphasize the fact that he is pre-existent, that He's existing, He always will. It's a statement by the Lord of His perpetuality. It's a statement of His eternality. And I want you to notice, going back to John chapter 8, verse 23, Jesus prior in that passage says, you are from beneath, I am from above. Now, what He's distinguishing here is the fact that He is not of the creative order. He's saying that to those that He's speaking to, you are part of creation, I am the Creator. Then He says, you are of this world, I am not of this world. Then He says, I said therefore unto you that you shall die in your sins, for if, now notice in your Bible, it says, for if you believe not that I am He, you shall die in your sins. And you may notice in your Bible that some words are italicized, and that means that they've been added by translators for what the translators think is the smoothness of the reading. But you'll notice He is italicized there. It ought not be in the text. Jesus says, you're from beneath, I'm from above, you're of this world, I'm not. I'm the Creator, you are the created, and unless you believe that I am, you'll die in your sins. Now go back to the argument He made back in verse 58, and He's talking about that before Abraham was, I am. Jesus is claiming eternality. He's proving that He is the God of heaven. Now the reason that that word, I am, is significant when used of Jesus, which again would not be significant in any other sense because we use that in everyday speech without any real significance attached to it, but it is of Jesus. Maybe in your mind you say, I remember somewhere in the Old Testament that those words were used to describe God. And you go back and you look at Exodus chapter 3 and verse 14, and you have God speaking to Moses, and God said to Moses in verse 14, I am that I am. And then later in that same verse, when He tells Moses to the response, who am I to say sent me? He says, I am hath sent me, Moses, unto you. Notice in Exodus chapter 4, though, if there was ever a question as to who the I am is, in chapter 4, when Moses of the book of Exodus had made the argument that he wasn't really a proficient speaker, God said, who made man's mouth? The idea is, who created man's mouth? Who formed and fashioned man's mouth? And then He says, have not I the Lord? Now I encourage you to do this. If you'll go back and you'll study in the book of Genesis, you'll find that same word made was used to describe the creative process in chapter 1 and chapter 2 of Genesis. God is saying, I created your mouth. Well, who said that? The I Am did. And then in chapter 8 of the book of John, Jesus says, I am. Jesus is claiming no less than to be God in the flesh. In John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. Over in verse 14, that Word became flesh. Now, who became flesh? Jesus did. What is Jesus claiming in John chapter 8? That He is God. And he says in chapter 8, verse 24, that unless we believe that, we'll die in our sins. I am. Again, it may not be significant in any other context, but it is when Jesus uses it. The same as when he would use door or sheep or vine or any other thing to refer to himself. It's significant because of the way that Jesus uses it in context. Jesus is the I am. Do you believe it? I hope so. Would you act upon that belief by being baptized in water for the remission of sins? Mark 16:16. I'm sure somebody would be willing to help you do that. But you must believe that Jesus is the I am, or you'll die in your sins. I am. That's been our word. Really, two words for today. I'm David Smith. And this is In a Word.